Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Essential James Beard Cookbook 440-40 Recipes. That shaped the tradition of American cooking is a large format anthology of recipes associated with James Beard, one of the most influential American food writers of the 20th century. Rather than presenting a single themed collection, the book curates roughly 450 recipes drawn from a broad span of Beard's classic cookbook work and organizes them into practical sections that cover the full range of home cooking, from starters and soups to breads, main dishes, and desserts. The purpose is twofold: to function as a working kitchen reference for serious cooks, and to preserve a record of the ideas Beard championed, including respect for American ingredients, enthusiasm for regional traditions, and a willingness to adapt international influences to American tables. Editorial guidance modernizes some details for contemporary readers while keeping Beard's voice and approach central, making the volume both a usable cookbook and a snapshot of American culinary identity as Beard helped define it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a curated canon of Beard recipes. Organized for everyday use, the book's defining feature is its scope and selectivity. It gathers hundreds of recipes associated with Beard into a single, navigable reference, aiming to represent the breadth of what made his cooking influential. Instead of focusing on novelty or a narrow cuisine, it treats American home cooking as something expansive, practical weeknight fare, sits alongside more formal dishes, and simple foundations appear next to celebratory classics. Because the recipes are drawn from multiple earlier works, the collection also highlights how Beard approached different categories with consistent priorities, clear technique, good ingredients, and an insistence that satisfying food does not need to be fussy. The structure matters here. By arranging recipes across major types such as soups, pasta and noodles, fish and shellfish, meat and game, breads and desserts, the book is designed to be consulted repeatedly, not read once. This organization supports the cookbook's role as a one-volume Beard library, letting readers compare methods, build menus, and develop a personal repertoire anchored in time-tested dishes. Secondly, American culinary tradition as a living, regional practice. A core thread running through the collection is Beard's commitment to American cooking as a serious tradition, rooted in place and shaped by regional habits. The recipes collectively emphasize that American cuisine is not a single style, but a network of local practices, coastal seafood cookery, hearty meat and game preparations, robust baked goods, and the kind of straightforward vegetables and starches that define family tables. This is where the cookbook doubles as cultural documentation. By preserving recipes that help define mid-century American cooking, it implicitly traces what home cooks valued and how they cooked, while also encouraging readers to keep those traditions alive, rather than treating them as museum pieces. The result is a practical way to learn what American food looked like through Beard's eyes, ingredient forward, technique respectful, and tied to markets, seasons, and regional availability. Even when a dish feels classic or old-fashioned, the collection frames it as adaptable, inviting cooks to treat tradition as something they can practice and refine in a modern kitchen. Ingredient quality, seasonality, and an early farm-to-table sensibility across the book's many categories, Beard's priorities repeatedly come back to ingredients' freshness, flavor, and suitability to the dish. Long before farm-to-table became a marketing phrase, Beard argued in practice for cooking that starts with good products from fields, streams, and farms, and then applies sound technique to honor them. In a compilation like this, that philosophy shows up less as a manifesto and more as a consistent pattern recipes that rely on straightforward preparations where quality makes the difference, and guidance that steers cooks toward the best version of an ingredient they can find. This approach also explains why the book remains relevant despite changing tastes. When the focus is on selecting well, seasoning intelligently, and cooking with care, the core methods translate. Readers looking for flashy reinvention may find the tone traditional, but those looking to cook better will recognize that Beard's emphasis on ingredients is a modern skill. It teaches discernment at the market, confidence with simple techniques, and an appreciation for seasonal cooking that naturally improves everyday meals. Fourthly, disciplined technique without intimidation. The Essential James Beard Cookbook is not built as a beginner's course in cooking, yet it is strongly instructional in spirit. The recipes reflect a belief that home cooks can handle serious technique if it is presented plainly and without theatrics. That combination is part of Beard's lasting influence. He helped normalize the idea that American home cooking could be both accessible and excellent. In this volume, technique shows up in the range of preparations, from foundational soups and sauces to roasting, braising, baking, and more specialized methods used for fish, shellfish, and meat. The compilation format also lets cooks see recurring methods across different dishes, which is one of the fastest ways to learn. At the same time, the book assumes a reader who is willing to pay attention and bring some kitchen familiarity to the process. For many cooks, that is a strength rather than a weakness. It respects the reader's intelligence, encourages good habits, and rewards repetition, helping cooks become steadier and more independent rather than dependent on highly scripted, overly simplified recipes. Lastly, international influences absorbed into an American kitchen. Another important theme is how Beard treated American cuisine as a dynamic blend rather than a closed tradition. The recipes reflect a curiosity about global flavors and techniques, including influences from European and other culinary traditions that were adapted for American home cooks. In practice, this means the collection does not draw a sharp line between American and non-American food. Instead, it suggests that what Americans cook has always been shaped by migration, travel, restaurant culture, and personal taste, then transformed by local ingredients and everyday kitchen realities. This perspective helps explain Beard's wide appeal. He could celebrate regional American specialties while also supporting cooks who wanted to expand their range beyond familiar staples. In a single volume, that range becomes especially visible. Readers can move from distinctly American comfort foods to dishes with clear international roots, using the same underlying standards of good taste and solid technique. The result is a view of American cooking as confident and inclusive, comfortable borrowing what works while still emphasizing practicality and ingredient quality. In conclusion, this collection is best suited to devoted home cooks, culinary students, and professionals who want a substantial, historically grounded reference rather than a trend-driven cookbook. Readers who enjoy building a personal repertoire will benefit most because the book's scale invites repeated use. It can anchor weeknight planning, holiday menus, and skill-building projects like improving soups, mastering roasts, or baking more confidently. It also offers intellectual value for anyone interested in American food history, since the recipes and editorial framing preserve a picture of what Beard considered essential and why his perspective helped legitimize American cooking as a serious subject. Compared with many modern single-author cookbooks that revolve around a narrow lifestyle or personal brand, the Essential James Beard Cookbook aims for coverage and durability. It is often positioned alongside other definitive kitchen shelf staples because it is designed to be consulted across years, not weeks. Some recipes may reflect their era and may require a cook's judgment about seasoning, richness, or workflow, but that is also part of its usefulness. It teaches cooks how to think in classics, then adjust them intelligently to their own kitchens. If you would like to support James Beard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.